This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As leaves continue to fall from the trees, blanketing lawns and landing in flower beds, gutters, and the curb, we need a plan for removing them. Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone says that too many fallen leaves can prevent sunlight from reaching the lawn. However, if they're mulch, they can provide much-needed nutrients to the lawn and garden. Greg, it seems like we always turn around and there's more leaves on the ground, and it especially happened over this last weekend, but it is important to get some of those off the lawn.
It is. You want to have some sunlight reaching the plant tissues, particularly if we have a cool season lawn that's still kind of actively growing to a certain degree. So if you have tree leaves covering that up, that's not necessarily a good thing. So we can just go ahead and chop those up. Don't need necessarily a mulching mower blade, just your regular blade. You may have to go over it a couple times. But as long as the turf, the cool season grass, is getting some sunlight, we're doing fine. Just continue to chop those leaves up as we get more and more through the fall. And you can leave those on the lawn. They're not going to cause really any problem as far as compaction or anything like that, and actually add some nutrients back into the soil. So in the long run, it's very beneficial to leave tree leaves on the lawn and just chop them up.
I think one of the things you're saying, though, is do this routinely. Don't wait until you've got a 3 or 4 inch layer.
That's correct. We want that sunlight getting to the turf, and so you may have to do it periodically, continue maybe once a week, and get those leaves chopped up. We want to make sure those leaves are being utilized, so if you get them in the gutter or on the hardscapes, the sidewalk, curb, you know, that is nutrients. It's beneficial to our plant growth. And probably not beneficial to our water systems. And so if you can get those either raked up and chopped up or some way get them out of the gutter and utilized, it's free resource as far as nutrients. Now, sometimes we have more leaves than we think the lawn should handle. And there's lots of other uses for those tree leaves after you chop them up, which is going to, you know, reduce the amount that you have. Work them into the vegetable garden, flower garden. You can put them into a compost system if you want. Many municipalities probably have a drop-off area where you can take them for free and be utilized, maybe made into compost for the community.
This is also a good time to think about maybe doing a soil test just to make sure where you stand.
Yeah, basically anytime the ground's not frozen or too wet or too dry, we should do a soil test. Oftentimes we recommend if you're starting a new project, whether it be in the springtime, that we go ahead and do the soil sampling, have the test results. Adding the tree leaves may be a resource that's necessary for our soils, but the soil test is going to indicate what the nutrient capacity of your soil is and whether you need to make some adjustments. Oftentimes, at least here in my area, we have a little higher pH than a lot of our plants need, and so usually the recommendation is adding some sulfur to the soil and working that in. That's not a quick fix, so that's something that would like to be done ahead of time before you do your planting. So maybe even 6 months ahead of time is not a bad time if your soil needs some sulfur or lime to be added so that it's ready to go for spring growth.
When we're doing the soil sample, we want to take that from a few different locations.
Yeah, so if your soil sampling, let's say a vegetable garden, may want to do that by itself because you've done some soil preparation, some changes there. You take some random samples out of there, 10 or so, and mix them into a bucket. And as far as a soil lab, at least at Kansas State University, they'd like 2 cups of your soil. If you're doing the lawn, you may want to do the lawn separate than, let's say, the flower bed or maybe the front yard or the backyard separately. Or maybe if you think you have a trouble spot, then you would sample that particular location and maybe compare it with an area that's doing well to see if there's a soil issue or maybe it's some environmental stress.
Is it easier to start with the extension office and have them send it in or do it yourself?
I would really recommend you contact your local extension office to get the information on how to do it properly and how to package it. Many of the soil places will have different suggestions on how to gather it. And also there are some cost benefits by going through your local office as well. So check those all out. And also if you've ever been to the K-State Soil Lab, they have technicians, they have lots of equipment, expensive equipment, and it's going to give you some very good results for your soil sampling.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on removing fallen leaves and conducting a soil test. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.